Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll get to some more of these winners of the jazz journalists. I always nail them, but there's so many good albums out, it's kind of hard. But we'll get to that, some of that, more of that too here. And remember, it is Pledge Week.
To KRVS for the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. Monday through Thursday mornings at 11, I'm here with stacks of the latest music, mixing in a few classics and oddities, keeping you abreast of the latest club, gallery, and concert events, and live in-studio performances. That's the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
This week on La Bellonera, we will listen to music from Cuba, Peru, Brazil, and Mexico. And you will listen to me ask for your support during this week's fundraiser edition. Only here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
And this is Grammy's best winner for a large jazz ensemble album. The Mingus Big Band doing one of Charlie Mingus's tunes, Moanin'.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moaning, Charles Mingus. Charles Mingus, big band, live at the Jazz Standard, doing Charlie Mingus's tune, Moaning, with Cy Johnson arrangement. In the trumpets, Randy Brecker, Kenny Rampton, Earl Gardner. There's a name that probably everybody has seen if they go out to live music and see some horn sections. Is Randy Brecker. Now, I don't know how many times I've seen him in a horn section. On tenor saxophone, Wayne Scoffrey and Abraham Burton. On alto, Vincent Herring, Douglas Yates, alto, soprano, sax, and flute. Lauren Sivian on baritone saxophone. Honking, I can't believe it. Ku Umba, Frank Lacey, and Conrad Herwig on the trombones, Earl McIntyre, bass, trombone, and tuba, David Kikoski on piano and smoking, Boris Kozlov on bass, and Jeff Chain Watts just driving. Of course, he was with a lot of Wynton Marsalis and Branford Marsalis sessions. Incredible drummer. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and this is Pledge Week. And we know you've been hearing it. But we're going to deliver the stuff. We're going to deliver some good music here. Solid, modern, old, whenever, jazz. Pure jazz, that's all it is. New Orleans, B3, whatever. And we also have the Jazz Journalists Association winners that have come out. That's a pretty good one. That's not like a Grammy winner where all the musicians are looking around saying, well, how'd they win? On that album? Well, somebody must have had a lot of money. Now, it's some pretty good people. The only thing is, 2013 was such a great year that a lot of jazz people are really going to be, they will be a little bit upset about something because somebody is not going to make it, and that's just the way it works. If you're going to have a winner, all of the nominees were great, and we might get to that. But next up, today, the release of the Fellowship Band. Of course, Brian Blade returned to Shreveport after years and years and years of sessions. He went to New Orleans and studied and was in just the best bands. And then his sessions are, I don't know how many numbers there are in all genres, and especially in jazz. And, of course, he's in Wayne Shorter's band. So let's listen to his new album. Some stuff from his new album, and get on with the show. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. And don't forget to see Joey DeFrancesco. If you love B3, you won't believe it. This guy's hot, too.
Thank you.
we will switch to the Joe Locke Jeffrey Keyser group with featuring Terry and Gully on drums, who we're taking a look at. Great drummer. And Mike Bass on drums. And we're going to be hearing Signing. Did I say it was KRVS? And this is Passport to Modern Jazz. And this is Pledge Week. Thank you. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRVS Radio, 88.7, KRVS.org on your computer, here at Cypress Lake Studios on the beautiful campus of University of Louisiana, Lafayette. And we just heard Terry and Gully on drums with Mike Pope on bass, and this is inside of the Joe Locke, Jeffrey Keyser band. We heard Signing featuring the two of them, Joe Locke on mallets and vibes, and Jeffrey Keyser on keys. Before that, we're keep exploring and getting through all of it. No matter what, we're going to get through all of today's release of Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. This is, I believe, their third album in a long time. He's so busy, but he's moved back to Shreveport. So things have been shaping up. I hope we get more of this band. And people have had a chance to see him live. I can't believe it. They just show up sometimes in Louisiana. The Fellowship came out in 98. Perceptual came out in 2002. And Season of Change came out, so it's been a while. The people in that band on the three cuts that we heard, which was Friends Call Her Dot, which featured Jeff Parker on guitar. He's on a couple of cuts. Brian Blade drums, Melvin Butler soprano, tenor saxophone, John Coward on piano, mellotron and pump organ, Chris Thomas bass, Marin Walden alto sax, bass clarinet, and we're going to go to another cut. This will be Marvin Sewell on guitar on these interesting compositions that Brian Blade has composed for this album called Landmarks. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. You're listening to KRVS. Radio Acadie, 88.7 on your dial. KRVS.org. And it is Pledge Week. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. And today is the release of Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. Brian Blade, as one of the best drummers most recorded around, returned to Shreveport to make this river, to make this album, Landmarks. We heard Farewell Bluebird. Be listening to Bonnie Be Good. Embers. I think this is Jeff Parker on guitar this time, trading off between him and Martin Sons. Yes, and that's it. The new Landmarks CD released today out of Shreveport, Brian Blade and Fellowship Band. With, once again, Brian Blade on drums, and what a drummer, Melvin Butler, soprano tenor, John Coward on piano, mellotron, pump organ, Chris Thomas on bass, Myron Walton on alto, saxophone, and bass clarinet, Jeff Parker guitar on a couple cuts, and Marvin Sewell on guitar on five tracks. Yes, indeed. Come Home, that's it. And this is Passport to Modern Jazz. Let's go out with a pretty cool version here. I don't think we'll get through all of it, by Jeffrey Keyser of Stomping at the Savoy. I like the way he turns just straight-ahead jazz tunes, just kind of turns them around into something that's really different, very recognizable by his style. And he's no doubt playing with, again, the drummer... So it looks like we've had a couple of drummers here, really, except for a couple of cuts, and it's been Terry and Gully, and then, of course, Brian Blade. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.